listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the light.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Good morning, good morning, good morning in Radio Land. Wake up! It's Saturday. It's beautiful outside. Absolutely beautiful. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. And then I don't know if you've been outside. It's a little bit cool, crisp, clear. The air's awesome. Thank you, Father God. Good morning. Father God, we come to you this morning. We're going to come in your name. We're going to come in the name of Jesus. We're going to learn about you. We're going to hear from you, learn of your ways. Father, help me, quicken me in the spirit. Just straight crucify that flesh. Don't let me think on my own accord and give people anything that my opinions or anything in 1 ounce, Lord. Please speak through me clearly. Please crucify my flesh. Let your spirit be alive today. Those that worship you shall worship you in spirit and truth, your word says. I know we are spirit, and that's who I want to be sitting here today. I want to hear from you, receive from you, and give it to me and give it to the people, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for hearing my cry this morning. Please be ever present and ever ready to teach us every second for this next half hour. Good morning. This is Landon. I appreciate you tuning into Lifeline Ministry. We come on here every Saturday at 8:30 trying to help you. We call it Lifeline because it is a lifeline. We're going to throw out the word. We're going to throw out the supernatural power of God found only in the supernatural source, which is the Bible, the word of God, that will change your life or change the natural things that happen to you if you'll tap in to the word of God and use it according to God's plan. It will supersede anything else going on in your life. I'm going to give you a Gmail. You can contact us during the week for help. I'm going to give you phone numbers that you can call in right now. Anytime during this teaching, it is called Lifeline because as I'm teaching, you have that lifeline. You can call in and say, man, I am done with this. The natural world is kicking my tail. I'm getting thrown around. I'm getting tossed around like I'm in a storm in the midst of the sea, Landon. Life has taken me over. I'm going downhill. I'm in a bad battle. Spiritually, sexually, drug-wise, whatever your case is, whatever's dominating you, it's time to break that heavy yoke that's been upon you. It's time to put those burdens aside and say, Lord Jesus, I realize today somehow in this day of love, I have thought you really are the only true love in this world, and I need you bad. If that's you, you call here today. While I'm teaching this little lesson, you call in at 221-1100. You call in at 221-1100. Don't be afraid to call in and say, I need Jesus. I need to start love. I'm trying to love and I don't even know him. If you don't know God, you don't know love. God is love. So until you really meet him in the face of Jesus Christ, until you get in his word and let it start to come in you, change your thinking, change your heart and reprogram you, we need reprogrammed. Unfortunately, we've been programmed by the world, which is really not a great program. It's a lot of greed. It's a lot of lust. It's a lot of envy. It's a lot of selfishness. It's all the I, me, me things. And you can't love somebody when you're in a, you know what? I'm taking mine. It's all about me. This world's about me. I'm going to get mine. I don't care who I have to step on. You'll never learn to love with that kind of mentality. So here's the day to turn it over to Jesus. Let go of the wheel and call up here at 221-1100 or 888-221-8990 and say, you know what? You're right, man. I do not have the love of God dwelling in me, so how in the world can I possibly love? I never thought about that before, Landon, but you're absolutely right. You hit it right on the head coming right off the bat, man. I don't know what to do. Well, I'll tell you what to do. Listen to this teaching. Call up here. It's real easy. You can step out of that flesh in a minute and say, man, I do want to serve God. I do want to be a better husband. I do want to be a better father. I do want to be a better mother. I do want to be a better wife. You can do that. It's real easy, all right? Tune in right now. Call somebody anywhere, WCNO.com. There's two ways you can listen to us. You can turn on 89.9 FM, or you can go WCNO.com, click on live broadcast. You are riding with us right now anywhere in the country. Okay? Or you can do WCNO right under it. If you scroll down a little bit, you see on demand. On demand during the week, it pops up. You pick the calendar, you hit Lifeline at 8:30, and you're listening to any message you want. Rather be this Saturday, last Saturday, or however many Saturdays you want to go back. Okay? Email us during the week, trylifeline@gmail.com. I'm going to give that at the end again, but trylifeline@gmail.com. Listen to me closely. Oh, well, let me say happy Valentine's Day to my wife. This is Off the Beaten Path, but I love her so much. Diana, I love you so much. Happy Valentine's Day. All right? Happy God Day. How's that? It's much better. Trump's that Valentine stuff. But listen, without God's love, listen to me close now. Without God's love dwelling in you, you cannot love. How in the world can you give something or radiate something that you don't possess? If you don't possess or harbor love on the inside, it's not going to come out of you emotionally on the outside. It's not going to be something that flows out of you. You only flow out of you what's in you. When you stump your toe, what comes out? When you slam the sliding glass door on your finger, what comes out? That's what's in you. That stuff that flies out, that's what's in there. Now you've got to put this word of God in till it begins to dwell in you richly and overcome the natural stuff that's in you. That's how you overcome the natural realm or the natural world, is by using the word of God and its supernatural source or supernatural power found only in the word of God. There's nothing else, no other book, no other thing, no other God that can help you in the way that the word of God can. God is the only living God. Jesus is the only living Christ, living God, living Lord to help you. If you're serving a dead God, you'll have a dead end result. It's just the bottom line. Listen to me this morning. Without God's love dwelling in you richly, I thought it was a good topic to talk about love today since it is Valentine's Day in our world. Okay, you cannot love. How many people truly love God today? Listen to me. If you truly love God, you shout hallelujah right now. In your car, in your house. Hallelujah, I truly love God. Matthew 22:36 says this. Listen very close. We're going to teach real good this morning. God's going to show us something. He says, Master, which is the greatest commandment in all the law? Now, for you educated folks, for you seminary folks, check this out. He says, what's the greatest verbal command? What's the greatest thing on me that governs all the natural and spiritual laws? Catch that. What is the absolute greatest? Jesus looked at him and said this, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. Let me break that down for you. Okay? This is what it really says. Jesus said to him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy thoughts and feelings. That's your heart. With all your thoughts and all your feelings. You're thinking, well, I don't love God with all my heart. I don't think about him all the time. Okay? Check yourself. Okay, this is a great check and balance system on love this morning. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy thoughts and feelings. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy spirit. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy imagination. And when I seen that, it blew me away. No wonder the devil's so busy getting our minds fixed on other things. Power, greed, money, lust. We imagine all kinds of stuff. We don't imagine our fellowship with Christ. We don't imagine God's hand reaching down and helping us. That's why we're not getting it. We don't imagine God's hand reaching down to heal us. That's why we're not getting it. You're not getting healing. You can't imagine. You can't see. Your imagination was designed for a wonderful thing. Your imagination was designed so you can see yourself casting devils out of somebody. You can see yourself healing the sick. You can see yourself raising yourself off the bed of sickness by the power of God. Sorry, I had to do that last week. So I've been through this battle. I understand these things. God showed me a lot in these last 14 days. Listen, if you're not willing to love him with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind, well, then all you're going to get is what you've got. It's never going to change. It's never going to get better. Love of God's not going to dwell in you richly, just magically, okay? This is, and then Jesus said this to him. He said, look, man, this is the first and absolute greatest commandment. The absolute first thing you must do is this. If you can't master this commandment, none of the other commandments will worketh for you. I'm just telling you how it is. Let's look. And look, check this out. This is one of the few texts that's in every single gospel. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. A few people that do read your Bible. Matthew, Mark, and Luke pretty much share a common theme. John's theme is so much love that he looks at it from a different perspective, and you won't find things sometimes in John that are in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Well, this one theme right here, this love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, the importance of this first commandment is in every one of these. Listen to me close. We're going to read these again. Mark 12. That was Matthew. I just gave you Matthew 22:36. Now I'm going to give you Mark 12:28-30. So we're going to go through each gospel one by one and see what it says about this. All right. And Jesus answered, let me start at 28. One of the scribes came, excuse me. One of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together, so the scribe, he's a very religious man. He understands the laws very well. So he's standing there listening, and he hears them reasoning together, and he perceives that Jesus had answered them well. So he says to him, all right, he says, which is the first commandment of all? He says, which is the first commandment of all, Jesus? Jesus said to him, the first of all commandments is this, the Lord our God is one Lord. They had too many gods. They had a lot of pagan worship, a lot of temple worship, a lot of idols. They prayed to different gods for different things. So the first thing Jesus said was to set that straight. He goes, you stop that. Whatever's your God, money's your God, whatever it is, listen, the Lord our God is one God. If you want to get all the supernatural source in this world that you need to survive for you and your family, to love others, he says, the Lord your God is one God, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength. And he said, this is the first commandment. It's the absolute first thing I'm telling you must do for the rest of your life to line up. It's it. He said, you have to love the Lord your God with all your thoughts and feelings, with all your spirit, with all of your imagination, and all of your ability. That's what strength means. Strength means your ability. You're able to do this. God says, I have quickened you for this task. I've given you what you need for this. I gave you my word. I sent my word and healed you from your thoughts, from your feelings, from your emotions, from the times you've been stepped on, from the hurt you've had in life. The word has the power to give you the ability to do all of this, but yet we neglect the word. The only supernatural life source on this planet is the word of God, and we reject and refuse to read it. I heard a man talking this week about people on sleeping pills. People have trouble going to sleep. He said, take your Bible to bed. He goes, you will never need a pill again. Take your Bible to bed. Try go in there and say, oh, I'm going to read two chapters. I'm going to study my Bible. You'll read three verses and fall asleep. Why? The devil doesn't care what you do as long as you don't read that Bible. You go turn it, everything will come on you. You'll worry about things you have no business worrying about. You'll get so tired. You try to read your Bible and see how many things come into your natural thought life trying to distract you. And the phone will ring. People will call. You'll think about all these business things. Everything will bombard your mind to stop it from focusing on the Word of God. Try it. Try it. Watch him come at you and stop you from trying to receive that Word of God. That means it's so important. He knows that if you get this, you'll never be governed by natural laws again. You'll never have his kingdom and his dominion, Satan's kingdom, come at you again. The things you've done, the families you've lost, the people you've hurt, the divorce you've gone through, the kids you've stepped on, all that stuff will never come at you again. Listen to me. I'm going to cater this to the men today. It's about love. And I'm going to teach you something. If you'll get this today, what I'm telling you, if you'll understand that God himself said, here's number one, man. Here's the first thing you must do in order to love. Here's the first thing you must do. When you get this first commandment, all the other commandments will line up. All the other laws will line up. All the other teachings from Christ, the Bible will make sense. Your life will line up. Until you lay the foundation with the very first initial beginning commandment, you can't expect the rest to work for you. Jesus said so. This is not my teaching. This is the teaching of the Word of God. Okay, I'm not making this stuff up. Listen, anytime during this broadcast, you can call up here. You can call up here and say, Landon, you're right, man. I'm ready to surrender today. I want to start, and I'm going to start with that first commandment. As of this day, on this Valentine's Day, that way I'll remember that February 14, 2015 was the day I gave my life to Christ, was the day I called that radio station, and I said to you, Landon, I said, man, let me tell you something. I'm tired of my life. I'm tired of it not going right. I'm tired of having no respect to my family. I'm tired of yelling at my wife. I'm tired of having to stop by the beer store every night because I can't control my thoughts. I can't control my emotions. I can't control my feelings. I work so hard. The only way I can come in my house and be calm is to have a drink. If I don't have a drink, I'm afraid I'm going to take it out on my family. So I take to the bottle just to cool me down, man, just to keep me calm. Stop it. Call today and say, Landon, you're right. I'm on board. I'm going to read my word, and I believe what you're saying. If God says that's the very first commandment, that's the first thing that he's instructed me, it's the first precept, it's the first prescription, he's telling me you must do this in order for the rest to work for you. Luke 10:25-28. Look at it for yourself. And behold, a certain lawyer, and I love this too. This is a lawyer. If anybody knows the law, a lawyer does. A lawyer knows every natural law and every natural principle that applies. If not, he's got a book to tell him so. Listen to this. Behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, which in Scripture means tested Jesus. He said, I'm going to test this guy. He said to him, Master, being a smart aleck, oh, Master, he says, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? I love this too. I saw so much in this, but I don't have time to get sidetracked. Jesus said to him, he said, all right, lawyer. He said, what is written in the law? How do you read it? Lawyer, you who know the law, what's written in the law and how do you read it? He answered and said to him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy strength and with all thy mind and love thy neighbor as thyself. And Jesus looked him in the eye and said, he said, thou hast answered right. Ready for this? He's got a colon now. He slaps him between the eyes with his next statement. He said, this do and thou shalt live. Let me talk to you church folks for a minute. Let me talk to my brothers and sisters in Christ. Oh, you can quote that. We can quote that in a minute. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God, Landon, with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, with all thy mind. Jesus is looking you in the face and going, hey, man, do it. Do it. He said, this do. And then he said, and here's the promise. I am. Do you know who you're talking to? This is me, Christ, he says. This is me, Jesus. This is the Messiah. This do. And you shall live. What's that mean? That means have life and have it abundantly. That means he'll quicken your mortal body by his spirit that now begins to dwell on the inside of you. It's not hard, but until you're ready to surrender the flesh and let God control your spirit, you'll never have the love of Christ dwelling in you richly. If you don't have it dwelling in you richly, how are you going to give it to someone else? Here's the question. Here's the question. All right, you have to answer this for yourself today now. And don't think you're fooling God. Let me just throw this in as a side note. Don't think you're fooling God. You can fool your church family. You can fool your family at home. You can walk, well, not really. Your family at home sees through you, to be honest with you, okay? But you can fool your church family. You can walk into work, and you can be the woman. You can be the man. But Jesus said this in John 5:42. He tells them this. Jesus told them, look, but I know you. And notice he didn't say, I know you. He said, but I know you, meaning, but do you know who I am? Do you realize I am the Messiah? Do you realize I am the one that was born strictly of God's seed? There was no man's seed that created me. God implemented that seed in Mary supernaturally by the Holy Ghost. I am actually his true bloodline son. I am the heir to that kingdom. He goes, do you know who you're talking to? He said, but I know you. I am God. I see right through you. You don't fool me. You might fool the rest, but not me. He said, I know you, that you have not the love of God dwelling in you. Unfortunately, there are many deacons and many elders and many people serving in churches, many pastors in the pulpits today. And God says to you, hey, I know you, but I know you. Sometimes you guys forget who I am. I am the one they call I am. I know you. And I know daggone well that you don't have the love of God dwelling in you. You're trying to give people love. You're trying to teach people about me. But you don't have my love dwelling rich in you. It's not too late, man. I don't care if you're a pastor, a deacon, an elder, a layperson, a drunkard, a drug dealer on the street. It doesn't matter. If you're listening to this message today, man, you can call up here and say, you know what? I'm done. You're right. I don't have the love of God dwelling in me richly. I know it. It doesn't come out of me. I don't speak in love. When people aggravate me, I tell them off. When something happens, I'm quick to cuss. If I slam my finger in the door, like you said, I did that last week, you would not believe what flew out of my mouth. That's what's in your heart. That's what's in your heart. If you ask your kids to describe you, how would they describe you? Come on, dads, talk to me. Angry. My dad's always aggravated. He comes in with a loud, my dad's a loud voice. First 10 minutes he hits the door, you can't talk to him. He's yelling, he's screaming. We can't come. We try to come hug him. He's like, get off me. I got to go change first. Let me change my clothes. You guys are stressing me out. Woman, get me a drink. Where's my beer? If that's you hitting your door, that's not love, man. No wonder. Listen, whatsoever a man soweth, the Bible says, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Now, when your kids get to be teenagers, they start doing all kinds of crazy stuff. And you're like, I don't understand. I've worked hard. I paid the bills, provided the good family. You didn't sow the love of God into them, man. You didn't sow the love of God into them. Let's talk about Valentine's Day, the day of love. Did you sow the love of God into your wife? You come home and you yell at her because that dish is still in the sink. You know what? If you were loving her as Christ loved the church, you wouldn't have to worry about the dish in the sink. It would never be there again. When you start to sow love into your bride, guess what? When she feels that love, that affection, that desire, that thing that she longs for, man, your house will be the cleanest it's ever been. Your carpets will be vacuumed. The sinks will look beautiful. She'll start cooking you wonderful meals. You don't understand. Whatsoever a man soweth, that he reaps. If you're not obeying this first commandment, if you're not loving the Lord your God with all your heart, which is your own thoughts and feelings towards God, with all your soul, which is your spirit, with all your mind, which is your imagination, you've got to imagine you and God being one. You've got to imagine him loving you. Imagine him blessing you. Imagine him being there for you. And with all of your ability, you're not going to get it back. Listen to me. It's easy. Simply confess today with your mouth that you believe it. Say, Lord, I believe. Jesus, I believe. I believe you really did go on that cross. Secular historians have proved it. The Bible's proved it. There's so many documentaries and history facts on it. There were 500 people that witnessed you when you came back from the dead. They didn't just make this up, 500 people. It's real. Say, man, I believe that. I believe it in my heart. You know what, Lord? As of today, I do believe it. I changed my mind. I did. I changed my mind. I believe it in my heart. You'll begin a new life with Jesus in the Spirit today. Old things will pass away. Your current life will begin fresh and new. Renew your mind by the Word of God, and you'll become Christ-like in your actions. Your attitude, your conduct, the way you carry yourself, everything will change into a Christ-likeness, not a human likeness. It's not too late to call and get this, man. Remember, again, and I'll tell you where that verse is found, Galatians 6, 7. You want to look it up for yourself? Galatians 6, 7. Whatsoever a man soweth, whatsoever that man puts forth, he's going to reap it. You can't get around that. When Jesus puts a principle into effect, that principle was spoken by the Spirit, which supersedes the natural. The Spirit is the final law and principle of all things. So when he hangs that principle, that precept in the balance, in the Spirit, Satan and everybody else knows in the natural world, we can't come against that. So whatever you sow, you're going to reap, and you can't get around it. I don't care how you try, because God laid the law down, and that principle works. That equation works, whether you believe it or don't. Every time you sow, you reap. There's no way to get around it. Are you sowing good seed by obeying the greatest commandment? Let me ask you this. Listen close. Therefore, the natural laws no longer have authority over you. When your wife does something that normally would aggravate you, do you kiss her and say, honey, I love you? It would normally aggravate the fire out of you. But instead, you've learned to grow in the likeness of Christ. You're starting to take Christ's love in you. You're starting to obey that first commandment to love the Lord your God with all your thoughts, with all your mind, with all your emotion, with all your feelings, with all your heart, with all your soul, which is your spirit. You're doing that. Now, all of a sudden, you're kissing her and going, honey, I love you. It doesn't matter. I don't care that you dropped my favorite coffee cup. It doesn't matter. I love you. So I'm going, what's wrong with you, you stupid blank blank? Why would you do that, man? Why would you do this? Time to change, man. It's time to change. Until you change it in your household, you won't change it in your children. You won't change it in your job. You won't change it in your life. Nothing will change until you begin to change in the quiet place. It's not what you do when you walk into the church house. It's how you conduct yourself at your house. That's who you really are. Who you are is the man behind closed doors no one sees. Now analyze that in your mind today. Come on. It's time to grow up. It's time to go into the love and likeness of Christ. When she has a need in her life, when your bride, your wife, or your girlfriend has a need in their life, are you quick to jump up and tend to it without hesitation because you love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your might, with all your strength? Because you love God like that, now that God's dwelling in you, he's manifesting out of you. Now that you've been forgiven, you can now forgive quickly. See, when you're not forgiven, you harbor resentment. So therefore, when anything happens, bam, all that stuff in you comes out towards somebody. Now that you've been forgiven, you forgive quickly. And now you harbor no bitterness for past wrongs. Because that bitterness that you had has now been forgiven. So bitterness in the natural world no longer controls you. You gave it to God in the Spirit. That bitterness has been crushed. Those hurts have been crushed. You don't lash out because they're not in you no more. Now they don't come out of you. Because the greatest commander, the one who gave you the commandment, the greatest commander over all the law, Jesus Christ, is now living on the inside of you. You are a living, You are living supernaturally by the influence of the Holy Ghost found in the Word of God through reading your Bible and reading your scripture and putting the life of the Word. It's the only documented words on pages that have life. No other book has life. This Bible has life, I'm telling you. I've tested it. I've tried it. It's changed me. I've watched it. And you're not influenced by the law of bitterness any longer. Wow. Wow. Again, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. If you'll start sowing yourself into this word, taking it through your eye gates, taking it in your mind, taking it in your heart, letting it transform you, it will worketh for thee. I'm trying to tell you, John 13:34. Here we go. Every single gospel, Jesus said this, a new commandment I give unto you. What is it? He says, here's a new way of thinking, okay? You've been doing what you've been doing. Let me tell you something. I'm going to give you a brand new way of thinking. I'm going to give you a brand new way to live. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I've loved you, that you also love one another. How am I going to do that? Because you're going to love the Lord your God starting today with all your thoughts and feelings, which is your heart, with all your spirit, which is your soul, with all your mind, which is your imagination, and with all of your ability, every single thing. Because when you start doing that, God will make it able for you. It's all found in the Word of God. Now, you can't do it without the Word of God. Let me make that clear. Love is what? Affection and benevolence. When you start to love and have benevolence toward God in your thought life, in your imagination, in your spirit, and in all your abilities, God will pour out a blessing on you. Here it is real quick. Let me give it to you. John 14:21, Jesus said this, he that has my commandments, he that takes time in my word, every day before you start your day, you open your Bible and spend a half hour with me or an hour with me. Every day, you seek my face through my word. He that has my commandments and keeps them, he says, that's the one that loves me. That's the one that loves me. Who? The one that has the commandments, that's opened his Bible, read his Bible, found the commandments, and loves him. He said, let me tell you something. He that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him. He that has my commandments and keeps them. He looks in the Bible. He finds them. He reads them. He keeps them. God says, now I know you love me because that's all I'm asking you to do. And now that I know you love me, you'll be loved of my Father and we'll manifest ourselves to him. Jesus said, if any man love me, he'll keep my words. Well, you got to open your Bible and find the words first, don't you? He says, if any man love me, he'll keep my words. And my Father, this is Father God, this is the supreme being of the whole universe, will love you. He said, and will come and we'll make our abode with you. He'll make a home in you. He'll move inside of you by the Holy Spirit, live in you and start to control and govern you. Natural laws and natural principles will no longer affect you because you're supernaturally empowered by the Word of God and the Spirit of God living on the inside of you. It's not too late right now. Don't be scared. This is the day. This is Valentine's Day, man. Begin to love today. 221-1100. So if you don't start the love of God, you can't have any other love. You'll have false love. You'll have lust and all this junk, but you won't have love. 221-1100-888-221-8990. I'm surprised somebody's not calling here to start their love walk with Christ today. You want to be a better father? You want to be a better wife? Today. WCNO.com. Don't forget us during the week. Live broadcast anytime we're on, or you can go on demand. I need you to sow into this ministry. This ministry needs money sown. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. You sow into this ministry, God sees that. Everything you do towards his kingdom, he sees. Here's how you do it. Lifeline, box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. That's Lifeline, box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Sow your seed. Send us a check. Send us $10, $5, $20, $1,000. Whatever you have that you can sow into this ministry, I promise you we'll get it. We'll pray over you. We'll ask God to bless you. We'll be so thankful and grateful in the spirit for what you've done. Lifeline, box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. During the week, we are here to help you. TryLifeline@gmail.com. One more time. TryLifeline@gmail.com. I love you. God loves you.
Your host, Bob Allen. A broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gift of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.